spend a few moments just preparing our hearts to receive God's word. God is in this place. And God's delight is when we hear him. Is that today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. His delight is that we hear him. So let's prepare our hearts to hear him. Because when we hear him, faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Heavenly Father, as obedient children, we prepare our hearts to receive your engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. We meekly and humbly declutter our minds so that your seed, your word, will find its way into the soil of our hearts and bring forth fruit. Evidence that what you said, we have heard. Bless our hearing this morning. As a church, as individuals, bless our hearing. In Jesus' name. Amen. For the past couple of Sundays, we've been looking at different images of the church in the Bible. Different images of the church. Quick question. Does anybody remember any of those images that we've looked at? That we are as a church. Anybody at all? You have an expo there. Body of Christ, yes. We are the body of Christ. Anybody else remember? Sheep. Last week we were looking at sheep. Yes, we are the sheep of his pasture. We are God's sheep. He's our shepherd. Yes, we are a new covenant people. We're doing well. New covenant people. The Lord of the Rings. Yeah, that's the one about the body. That's the one about the body of Christ. Yeah, that's good. You remember that bit? Yeah. Yeah. The inner circle. Yes. Heaven's cabinet on earth. The inner circle of Jesus. The called out ones. Do you remember that one as well? We've been called out of darkness into his mouth. Oh, well done. That's really good. Good to hear that. So today we're looking at what it means to be the family of God. The family of God. Next slide, please. I'm sure you've heard that expression before. Blood is thicker than water. Does anybody want to help us out with what they think that means? When people say, oh, blood is thicker than water. What does it mean? Or what do you think it means?
You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family.
Bob said you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. Rightly said. Rightly said. So blood is family, water friends. Okay. Do we agree? Yeah? Yeah. So yeah, people say blood is thicker than water. And I would say it's true to a large extent. True to a large extent. But then we have this scenario in the Gospels. Jesus is encircled with people. He's teaching as usual. And then Mary and his siblings were outside wanting to talk to Jesus. So they sent someone to go tell him. And the person said, your mother and your brothers are outside waiting to talk to you. And Jesus said, Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? He said, those who do the will of God. Or like he said it, those who do the will of my Father are my brothers and my sister. You know, Jesus had this way of just knocking the wind out of your sails sometimes. So what's Jesus saying there? Because his own blood had come to see him over the water. But Jesus was saying something else. He said, those who do the will of my Father. So, shall I say, next question is, what is the will of the Father? He said, because those who do that are his mother, brother, and sister. Now, do you know what Jesus did after that? He went to see them. But he proved a point. Those who do the will of the Father. Now, the will of a father is to reproduce. I didn't say the will of a husband, because some husbands might not want children. But the will of a father is to have somebody like him. And that is the will of our Heavenly Father. He wanted people like him. And that's what led to the creation of humankind. He wanted people like him. That's why he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. No other created species has that privilege. No other one. Angels are not in God's image, save human beings. So God, as the Father, wants to reproduce himself, wants a family. Because Father means the source, the origin. So he wanted people to come from him, who will be like him. So next slide, please. So John, in his gospel, tells us this. He said, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. I put that there. Not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Not of blood. Not a husband's will, like another translation says. Not any man's choice, but of God. So God has given us the right to become, the power to become children of God. And in another letter, John said, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. So we are born of God when we believe Jesus is the Christ. Now, so many people believe Jesus. Some people call their children Jesus, like mine. Joshua means Yeshua, which means Jesus in the Greek. So if you go to South America, there are a lot of people who answer to the name Jesus. One even plays for Arsenal now. Yeah. Jesus. But we are talking about the one who is the Christos, the anointed one, the one who is the exact representation of God, the one in whom the fullness of God dwells in bodily. When you see him, you see the Father. He says, when you believe Jesus is the Christ, you are born of God. So just as we have natural birth gives us access to our natural families. We are born into a family. Spiritually, we are born into a family. Life starts spiritually by being born again. Born from above. So you're born into the family of God. So we get into God's family by birth. Just as we get into our human family by birth. Next slide, please. So if blood is thicker than water, and Jesus is implying that there's something stronger than that, could it be that spirit is thicker than blood? Now, listen to this statement. Jesus said, don't think I've come to make life cozy. I've come to cut, make a sharp knife, cut between son and father, bride and mother-in-law, cut through these cozy domestic arrangements and free you for God. Well-meaning family members can be your worst enemies. If you prefer father or mother over me, you don't deserve me. If you prefer son or daughter over me, you don't deserve me. If you don't go all the way with me through thick and thin, you don't deserve me. If your first concern is to look after yourself, you will never find yourself. But if you forget about yourself and look to me, you will find both yourself and me. Those are tough, tough words. Jesus is saying, yes, your natural family is there. However, I have come to bring a sword in the natural arrangements to free you up to come into your spiritual arrangements. Now, he's not saying hate your family. He said, if you prefer them over, it's comparison there. He's saying, I'm first choice. He's saying, I'm first choice. You see, discipleship is not pie in the sky. He said, look, if you really want to follow me, you have to deny yourself. Not just that, carry your cross. And follow me. There was a rich young man who came to him and said, look, I've done every single thing in the law right from childhood. I tick every box. Jesus was pleased with him. If you read that section in Luke, he said Jesus loved him. I was like, Jesus said, he said, so what must I do to have eternal life? Because I've done everything possible. Jesus said, well, sell all your things to the poor and follow me. And the guy said, oh my word. And he went away sad because he could not give up his riches. The life, the family of God demands our all. Because it is when we give our all, we find our all. The natural family, you will find them when you are grab hold of your spiritual family. I'll give you an example. When I got born again, 25 years ago, I was raised Catholic. And I remember when I got into high school, my dad said, you are Catholic. You don't listen to anything else. And guess what? All my friends all got born again in high school. And they started telling me the gospel.
the good, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I'm like, I'm Catholic. I love Mary. You know. And for a season, I followed them. And then I stepped back again and I said, no, I'm Catholic. And then university, the same thing. And my dad said again the same thing. He said, you're Catholic. But this time around, I met Jesus. I wasn't just told about Jesus. I experienced Jesus myself. I knew him myself beyond the shadow of a doubt. In fact, I went to the meeting ready to receive Jesus. When they said, is there anybody else? I was like, so when my dad's friend saw me in their churches and told my dad, and he said, my friends told me, blah, blah, blah. You know what, I didn't argue with him. There was no point. I knew whom I had believed in. He would say, let's go to the Catholic Church. I said, fine, let's go. Because what I had contacted was so real that it could not be taken away from me. After a while, he let go. Because he realized he was fighting a losing battle. In fact, he told one of my friends that I was very stubborn. I said, it's not being stubborn. I've just met someone who's given me life. It is so real to me. So I honored him, but I was not going to bend in my faith. And years later, it's come round. Because I held on to my spiritual heritage. I held on to my spiritual family. Because I knew in my spiritual family, I would find my natural family. And what blessing it is when your natural family now become your spiritual family. When your dad is not just your biological dad, but becomes your brother in Christ. Or your mom, your sister in Christ. What joy that will be. He said, well-meaning members of your household are sometimes your worst enemies. Why? Because the enemy wants them to clash against you. But if you understand family, the way God has ordained family, your family will find their place in his spiritual family. You just honor them. But know whom you have believed. So Jesus wasn't saying, despise your family. He only used the expression to drive home a point. He was saying, this new life, you will see family contradiction. This new life, you will see family at loggerheads. Why? Because when Jesus comes into the picture, people fight over it. When a Muslim gets converted, oh my word, all hell breaks loose in the family. But I thought they said they believe in Jesus as well. Because the name of Jesus is a rock of offense, a stone that brings stumbling. It will always stir up. That's what Jesus meant by this statement. His name, his presence in your life, you coming into your spiritual family will stir things up. So be ready for it. But at the end, your natural family will not be lost. They will not be lost. Peter said, Master, we have given up houses. We have given up lands. We have sold things to follow you. Jesus said, whoever has done all these things will in this life reap 100%, and even in the life that is to come. In other words, there's no loss in the kingdom. So spirit is thicker than blood. Because the way we know family is, next slide, please, the last slide. The way we know family is love. Jesus said, by this, they will know that you're my disciples. When you love one another. Love is not of blood. Love is of the Spirit. That's why it tells us in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is what? What's the first one? Love. The fruit of the Spirit. The evidence that you have now become spiritual is love. Not fruits, fruit. Joy, peace, all those things are love. So when they see the love of a spiritual family, then the natural family will say, that is different. Because in our natural family, we love, but it can be transactional. We love, but it can be conditional. We love, but it can break today and mend tomorrow. But the spiritual family of God is meant to love like the Father loves. In 1 Corinthians 13, it says, love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not take into account the wrongs done against it. Love rejects evil and rejoices in the truth. Love believes all things. Love never fails. That is what is thicker than blood. Love. That is what is thicker than blood. That is why an African can be brother to a Chinese person. Not because of blood, but because of spirit. That connects us stronger and deeper than blood. Blood, you may say, our family does not marry that family. That's blood. For spirit, there is no Jew nor Gentile, no rich nor poor. For we are all one. Spirit is thicker than blood. You see, the reason why the church in Acts succeeded was because they were connected in spirit. People joined themselves to them because they saw spirit connection. They saw love. They saw a people who were selfless. And in selflessness is power. In selflessness is power. God's power is made manifest in selflessness. That's why Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. I'm not looking to score points. I'm not trying to be famous. I'm only selfless. So we are the church. The family of God, connected by spirit. One more thing and I'll end. When Jesus rose from the dead and he appeared to his disciples the first time, they said, oh, it's a ghost. And he said, a ghost does not have flesh. And what? No. Bones, because he was spirit, blood didn't matter anymore. He'd offered the blood. He said, a ghost does not have flesh and bones. Everything Jesus was had become spirit. His bones were spirit. His body was spirit. That's why he came through the wall. And that is our inheritance. where we are so spirit, material things can't stop us. Yet, we can still stop by and have fish and chips, like Jesus did. He had fish. He ate fish with them. Yet, he could put their hand in his side and it could come out. Spirit. We are the family of God. Our bond is strong. If we understand that, nothing will defeat us. Nothing. That's why Jesus, I'm talking too much. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus held up the communion and said, "This is my body, the church. We are one with him." So much to say. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. One spirit, not one flesh. One spirit with him. Help us, Lord. Help us to be your family. Help us to know what it means to be spiritually connected. Help us to love our natural families in a way that they will see you and not us. Help our natural families who are yet to know you. Help them to come into the knowledge of your love so that they can become spiritual as well. So that they can become your children as well. And if there's anybody here today who you feel, you know what? I really want to be part of that spiritual family. Please, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. If there's anyone here today who you feel in your heart right now, you want to be part of that spiritual family, the family of God, please indicate by just placing your hand on your chest. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. Just indicate by placing your hand on your chest, and I'd love to pray with you and welcome you into God's family. Heavenly Father, I thank you for those who have been touched by your word this morning, who desire to be part of your family, knowing that you've made a way possible through Jesus. I pray that grace is ministered to their hearts right now, that they can believe with their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. Pray that, Lord, they will come into your family, and that the Holy Spirit, the one by whom we cry, Abba, Father, will come into their hearts and be resident in them, teaching them, guiding them, leading them in the way that they should go. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for these new children in the family. In Jesus' name, amen.